It is 7 o'clock on Monday, April 15th. Tonight's regularly scheduled city council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call. But first, we have a hearing on the budget. I would like to entertain a motion to open the hearing on the budget.
Second.
Singer makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I think for the record, Mr. Mayor, that the clerk should...
Gilbert guy.
The clerk should note or take the roll to make sure who's present at the...
Okay. Forgive me, Mr. Clerk.
Hey, Chuck Brown.
Here.
Don Cummings.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg.
Gilbert guy. Are here.
Craig Maladrit.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
The hearing is open. Just for the record, we did receive word from Alderman Vogelsberg earlier in the day that she would not be joining us this evening. The matter on the table is the 2013-2014 City of Geneva budget. Any questions or comments from the dais? Any questions or comments from the audience? Mr. McQuillan.
Good evening. Bob McQuillan, 2677 Berkshire Drive in Geneva, Illinois, 60134. According to the summary of the budget, revenues are expected to be $79.6 million, and expenses are expected to be $83.7 million. Does the City Council and does the administration consider that a balanced budget?
The short answer is it is a balanced budget. For a more in-depth explanation as to why that's a balanced budget, I'd be happy to defer to either.
It's the revenue amount.
Can't see it because of my glasses. Excuse me. The actual revenue amount is $85,142,649.
Would you please repeat that, Mr. Mayor?
The actual revenue account, revenue totals for the 2013-2014 budget.
Yeah.
$85,142,649. I'm reading off a page that I printed off the website, and your total request for revenues or expectations for revenues is 79,676,862, and your expected expenditures are 83,698,248. So somebody's wrong.
Spreadsheets are correct.
The information I just read is accurate.
Well, why is this on the website?
Short answer is I don't know. But just for the record, again, the revenue is $85,142,649. Go ahead, chime in.
Is that from the original COW or from when the council forwarded it for recommendation? Because there was
time a budget went on the website.
And then there was an updated budget that went on the website when they actually recommended it that's been on display for the last 30 days.
Why?
Because all the numbers weren't correct.
So in other words, the first...
And Tom maybe can...
The first budget put on the website for the taxpayers was incorrect.
And a week later, the correct budget was put up when they recommended it to be set for a public hearing.
Okay.
And the correct budget has been on the website for the past 15 days and at the library and at City Hall.
Okay. When were the taxpayers told that there was a change in the budget that was set on the website? Or did you just change it and not let anybody know? Was there an email sent out?
Not that I'm aware of.
Why not?
But the packet was reissued the following week.
I mean, deep breaths, man. You know, we're all taxpayers. We know that, so you don't need to have to repeat that word time and time again. B, information is updated regularly on the website. If we sent an email out every time we updated the website, people will be flooded with emails. The fact of the matter is there's a share of responsibility for those who want to know what's going on at City Hall to constantly check the website.
Okay, who realized?
Or contact their representatives.
Okay, who realized that there was a mistake in the original Cal report? Was it staff or was it a city councilman?
I have no idea.
There's two I don't knows that I just got. Okay. We'll skip that question. It's an interesting question, though. I have several others. According to the revenue, workman's comp in 2013 was projected to be $291,000. You're requesting $412,700. Why the increase? Water, wastewater, revenue.
Do you want me to answer these as you go, or do you want to go through the whole list?
It's up to you.
I mean, I'm not going to remember them all. So
we'll answer it as each one is posed, if that's okay.
The workers' comp is based upon what we anticipate in claims. We currently have two large claims outstanding that we know we're going to have to pay on, and our retention level is $500,000 for each of those claims.
Okay. Water and wastewater revenue was projected to be $8.2 million in 13. In 14, it's projected to be $7.5 million. And we have a rate increase.
Mr. Van Gaskin, are you interested in?
Not at this time.
Okay, I'll go to the next one. TIF number two.
Hold on, Bob. I think Mrs. McKittrick might have a comment.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. I was just going to say, because we don't have all of these numbers memorized, I think that it's unfair for someone to expect us to know have this information off the top of our heads. I'm happy to look and get the information for you, and had we the questions ahead of time, we could have researched it for you.
I'm sorry, but I went through the budget today because I was busy with other things the last 2 weeks. But yeah. If a staff does a budget, they should know the numbers inside and out. I know my budget's inside and out. That's not an excuse. You're shaking your head, Mary, but that's not an excuse.
It's the truth, and all I'm saying
it's the truth, then. You
haven't hesitated to email us up until this point.
Projected numbers.
The revenues projected in 13, mm-hmm. which is what you just changed.
No, we didn't change the projected.
Well, it's whatever.
The projected are the ending numbers for 2013.
What you're projecting
for this budget.
That's what we're
projecting in 2013.
Yes.
Water is very cyclical. And yes, we did have a rate increase, but Bob put in the revenue numbers.
Yeah, Tom, if you could speak into the mic, that'd be great. Thank you.
He's looking at the projected numbers for 2013, and yes, we've had a really good year. Bob can attest to that. We've had the drought, which caused a large increase in water consumption during the year, and we've also had a couple of large connections. So our revenues are up in the water fund, but the numbers that we plugged in are revenues. They're not. We don't look and try to put $10 million in revenue. We can't. We can't match it. So Bob put in the water sales according to the rate study where they thought consumption was going to be and the numbers for according to the rate. So, yes, the projections for this year are higher than what they will be in 2014, but those are revenues. We budget expenditures. We look at the revenues, but the expenditures are what's important. So we can't say, oh, we had a great year this year in water. We're going to have a great year next year. We can't do that.
Well, you're talking about expenditures then for water and wastewater. This year you budget it $8.5 million. Next year you're budgeting $10.5 million. And if revenue or expenses are the most important, why is there a $2 million increase in expenses?
Which budget?
Wastewater. And water.
Well, there's one very key part we made a change this year. In the past, the city did not budget for principal on the debt. We only budgeted interest expense. This year, and it's in the transmittal letter for the budget, we changed that for both electric and water. We're now budgeting for the principal, something that was never done before. So there's going to be a large increase. That's one of the largest increases in water.
Why wouldn't you budget for the principal and debt that you have to repay?
It was a decision that was made many years. I don't know how long they've been doing it. That's one of the first things I noticed when I started, and that's one of the things we've done.
Why did you change then?
Because it's the right thing to do.
But
transparency.
So for many years, we've been doing the wrong thing.
No, that's the budget. It's still, we're still reporting that in our financial report and our audit. It's just they never budgeted for it.
So that was the wrong thing to do, not budget for it.
For budgeting, no. Budgeting, there is no right or wrong. Not when the audit, right, correct?
Correct.
Well, then why do we do a budget?
Budget's a plan for the whole year. It's how we determine staffing. It's how we determine where our expenses are. And it's part of the plan of how we do everything, what capital projects they're going to do.
What level of confidence do you have in this budget that it will?
100%.
The rest of the question was that this budget will match actual.
You can never judge that. It's the future. This is 2014. We're not even in that fiscal year yet. We don't know where. The only thing we know for sure is what we've levied for taxes and what our rates are. We have no idea if consumption of water drops, if we lose three huge customers, how am I going to know what my revenues are going
to be? I'll ask you again, and why do you budget?
It's a plan. It's a planning document.
Okay. These are actuals now. No amount for red light violations was listed. I know we had income. Is it listed under the circuit court fines in 2011 of $436,000, which is now projected to be $100,000?
Yes, that would have included that.
Okay. What is inter-fund transfer in MFT of $505,735? It's never been reported before.
Yeah.
Mr. Dahl?
Or Dan?
Or Mr. Din, just either way.
The MFT transfer amount, we're doing something differently this year. Previously, we would use MFT funds in our road program.
MFT, just for the benefit of all, is
motor
fuel
tax. We would put it towards our street resurfacing program. This year, what we're using is we're putting the MFT funds towards our operation, which will be streetlight maintenance, snow operations, pavement patching, that type of stuff, and using our own funds for the road program. So we're taking the 500, our MFT allotment, instead of putting it towards MFT, it's going towards operations. We're taking general fund money, putting it into the road program, essentially.
It's an accounting transaction.
Was that explained to anyone?
Was that explained to anyone on the dais, or?
Yes, when you did the budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, that was. Yes.
I'm just going to read a list of revenues, expected revenues, because since the budget, I guess, is planning, it doesn't really matter. But
that,
police
that,
revenues.
Mr. McQuillan, that's not what was said. What Mr. Dahl said was, we cannot guarantee that our projected revenues will be exact, because certain exogenous circumstances may very well come into play.
He also said it was a planning tool.
It is a planning tool, sir.
Police revenues last year were expected to be, and this is what's collected, I guess, revenue coming in. Police revenues were $5.5 million this year, $6.3 million. Administrative services, $1.7 million versus this year of $2.2. Community development from $690,000 to $762,000. General revenues are from 14.8 versus 16.3 this year. I didn't have time to go through the thick packet here, but it seems like in every account, printing expenditures have almost doubled. So I'm wondering why printing expenditures have doubled, sometimes from $1,000 to $2,000, but it's across the board on almost every page. The city administrator's wages was budgeted for 104 last year. It's 210 this year, so that's a $6,000 increase. And group insurance had a $7,000 increase just in the city administrator's office. Overall, Budget increase is 7.9%. But there is one question I'd like answered, and I know I circled it. But for police wages next year, there's $700,000 budgeted for overtime. Can someone explain why that is budgeted? I'm sorry. Is this right? Police. There is $479,230 budgeted for overtime. That's an increase of $129,000 from the previous budget. And in the past, well, if you go back to 2010 actual, the actual number was $12,017 in overtime. Then it rose to $385,000, then to $262,000, then to $344,000, and now it's at $479,000. I'm just wondering why there is a continued increase in overtime. It may be less expensive to hire an additional policeman.
I can address part of that question. Some of the overtime, which I believe was about $120,000, is actually holiday pay that used to be budgeted as a regular wage, which would have been in the line above it. However, it's not paid as a base wage. It's paid in addition to their regular wage, so that's why we're budgeting it in overtime. Prior than, I think it's only been 2 years that we've actually separated out overtime as a separate line item from base wages so that we can have better accountability and better recording. So that would be, off the top of my head, some of the reasons why. And Chief may have more to add. Okay. I'm not sure.
I can maybe accept that answer, but the estimated wages for the police last year was $3,078,000, and now it's $3,139,000. So you're saying that the overtime is no longer in the regular wages, but the wages are also increasing and the overtime is increasing.
Just the holiday part of the wages, not all of overtime. The other increase to the main wages is their contractual agreement gives them a 3% increase in wages this year.
Okay.
And those officers that are not at the top of the range also get a step increase.
Okay. That's all I had able to go through. I would be surprised if the City Council approves this budget tonight because I think there's a lot of questions that have not been brought to the forefront. And I would suggest that, first of all, the public is informed that there's a change in what was put on the website because this is what I've been going off of, and I don't know how many other people have. So there may be some other questions that I'm not even aware of. So I would respectfully ask that the City Council not approve this year's budget. Thank you.
Anyone else from the audience? Any comments or questions? Chief Mixon.
Yeah, I'd like to add a couple comments about the overtime. I think it's a absolutely fair a fair observation about the noticeable increase that you see from 2013 to this year's 2014. As Ms. Dawkins stated, the figure that is reflected in the 2013 budget was did not include the holiday pay and on-call pay, which amounted to $147,000. Also, we had an employee who was a senior employee who was out for the entire year due to medical reasons, and to fill that slot required a great deal of overtime that was absolutely unanticipated. So that contributed to a significant amount of that overtime. So the accounting, as far as accounting for where the holiday pay and on-call pay is put in the budget, accounts for that. We're anticipating about $480,000 or $90,000 in overtime this year, and at the end of this year, whereas next year we're budgeting for about $479,000. So we're actually budgeting slightly less than what we're expecting to spend this year because the person that was out is still out, and it's unknown how long he'll continue to be out.
I just wanted to add, thank you, Chief. They're the kinds of answers that make sense.
Alderman Maladra.
I think Mr. McQuillan raised a lot of good questions. I also think all of the answers, with the exception of how the spreadsheet on the website changed and when it changed, have been answered. It wasn't just the chief's last question that was answered. I think Tom answered all the questions you put forth at the beginning. I think that Stephanie and Mary have answered every other question as well. And they've answered the questions that the city council has raised during the months of budget preparation also. So I understand your request that we postpone moving on this budget, but we've been through it and been through it and been through it. I'm comfortable that all the questions have been asked, all the questions have been answered, and so I'll vote in favor of this budget. Until Mary says something.
City Administrator McKittrick.
I just wanted to offer to the public, I understand that it's difficult to understand government accounting and government budgeting. It's different from the private sector, and most people equate it to a budget in the private sector. It's not the same. If anyone would like to come in and sit down and civilly go through the budget and ask questions, our staff is more than happy to do that with them. It's difficult to have all of the answers memorized in an $83 million budget, and I apologize that we don't have all of those answers on the spot. But this budget has been prepared over months. It has been available for several weeks, and if anyone has any questions, I'm more than happy to sit down and walk through it page by page, spreadsheet by spreadsheet, for those answers that were not provided this evening.
Anyone else from the dais? Alderman Kilberg on the phone. Anything from you, Alderman?
No.
From the audience? I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Singer. A roll call vote would be appropriate.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Kilberg, aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
May I vote?
I'm sorry, Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
This hearing for the 2013-14 budget has been closed. As soon as the clerk is ready, we can jump over to the regularly scheduled city council meeting.
Clerk is ready.
First order of business is the roll call. Mr. Clerk, kindly take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Kilberg here.
Craig Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
We begin our city council meetings with a Pledge of Allegiance. I would like to invite the newly elected First Ward Alderman, Mr. Mike Bruno, to please lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mike. Item 3A is to proclaim April 26, 2013 as National Arbor Day in the city of Geneva, Illinois. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Marks.
Second.
Seconded by Singer. Mr. Chris Bong back there, he's our Arbor Day representative, right? And we've been a Tree City USA for what, 9, 10 years, something like that?
Longer than that.
Is it longer?
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. So this helps propel us even further. Right, exactly.
I understand we're planting an awful lot of trees this year, but unfortunately that's because we're cutting down even more than we're planting, I believe. Is that still true for this budget year coming up?
Come on up, Chris. What the heck, huh? And introduce yourself if you could. That'd be great. Thank you.
I am Chris Bong, street superintendent. Yes, well, this year we will be planting around 240 trees. We also have some trees from the NRC that they will be contributing as well. And so far, I don't have a total for the number of trees since we've found the emerald ash borer, but we've had to remove about 2,000 of the ash trees, of the 2,600 ash trees. So
that doesn't count the ones that came down on private property. So
right, that's just ash trees on city right-of-way.
We'll have to keep working at it.
Yeah, we have to have a lot to replace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Anything from Mr. Bong or from the audience? Alderman Kilburg?
No question.
Someone else did? Oh, someone here had a question that was a hand raised?
So how many were replaced, Chris? 2,600?
Mr. Stevens.
Been replaced?
Of the
2,600
of the 2,600 ash trees, well, there's 2,600 ash trees in town last time we did a survey.
Yeah.
And we've had to take down 2,000 of those. And I don't have a number for how many we've planted, you know, to replace those, but every year we do about 240 is what we've been trying to do. So that's what we've done last year was about, or this fiscal year, is about 240. We do a spring and a fall planting of about 120 trees each. So, yeah, we do have some catching up to do with the trees.
So it's fair to say we probably planted about 500 since we've started cutting them down.
Yeah, I'll have to go through the spreadsheet and
so we're a long way behind. Point is, we're a long way behind.
That's the goal. We're a long way behind.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you, Chris. We have a motion and a second to so proclaim April 26th as National Arbor Day in the city of Geneva. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Thank you. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments offered by anyone on the City Council and or in the audience? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk on this agenda can be considered as routine and can be enacted by one motion and a second.
So move.
Second.
Alderman Singer makes that motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. Any questions or comments on the omnibus agenda? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilburg?
Kilburg, aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
The consent agenda is passed with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We jump down to item number 10, municipal bills for payment. We kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $2,472,255.71.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual invoices that add up to that amount can be found on the city's website in the packet for tonight's meeting.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion to pay the bills as presented and as available on the city's website and in the packet this evening, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments regarding the bills for consideration? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilburg?
Kilburg, aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Item 10 passes with 9 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We jump down to item 11A, which is to consider a resolution number 2013-45 approving the fiscal year 2013-2014 City of Geneva budget.
So moved.
Second.
Maladra makes the motion and Alderman Flanagan makes the second. This matter is available or on the floor for questions or comments from the dais. Alderman Brown?
I would note for the public that indeed it is a planning document. And every year I've been on the council, which is many years, we've always at least once during the year, typically at midterm, adjusted the budget for those things that happen during the year, which we can't possibly foresee. So indeed it's a planning document. And as General Eisenhower pointed out, planning is very important, but plans are useless. But the process of approving this budget is very important because the city departments have to go through and understand where they've been and where they think they're going in the next year, God willing, in the Creekstone flood. Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Alderman Maladra?
I like Alderman Brown's comments and add that it's more than just something we watch and benchmark ourselves against. It's something that every time we have to change that budget, it's discussed, it's debated. So the intent is to meet it, but life happens and you can't. But when you have to adjust it, we adjust it deliberately and not willy-nilly.
Alderman Kilberg, anything?
Nothing to add.
Alderman Flanagan?
I've been on the City Council for a number of years also, and I can attest to saying that I think the budget process has gotten much better. I think that we've been more transparent. I think we've been doing an excellent job, and not me personally, but the staff and whoever puts that budget together. And I have sat in on several budget meetings that were not at the dais, and I can honestly say it's a very tough job to do, and I think it's been done very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the dais? From the audience? Mr. McQuillan?
I'm still Bob McQuillan from 2677 Berkshire Drive in Geneva, Illinois. I take exception to a couple of things that were said tonight. First of all, the posted city hours for City Hall are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I work during the day. I'm not going to take time over here to come here and ask questions. Secondly, the public hearing is the time and place for the public to ask questions of the budget. That's why it's called a public hearing. So I was not out of line in asking any questions this evening. I've dealt with budgets of all kinds for 35 years, both government and business budgets. I understand the budget process. And there was one question that wasn't answered. The increase in printing costs across the board. I didn't total the number because there's too many pages. But I'm wondering, when we're supposed to be eco-friendly and green, why we're increasing printing of paper. Thank you.
Sure. City Administrator McKittrick.
Actually, the budget for printing has not increased. It's just that we're trying to be more precise in where we put those expenditures. We've broken out the accounts with the new accounting system. We have new numbers. We have new accounting descriptions. And before, where we had a line item that said publications, we also had a line item that said printing. We had a line item that said office supplies. And printing may have gotten allocated to any one of those a number of line items. What we've been trying to do over the past several years, particularly the last couple of years, and most importantly this past year as we're implementing New World, is we're trying to relearn, we're trying to reteach all of our department heads to use the specific and appropriate account. So when those line items look like they're larger, it's not that they're larger than they were in the past. It's just that some of those expenditures were placed in other line items because there wasn't that much attention being paid to it. So we're trying to be more precise and more transparent in the expenditures. So that's why it looks larger. But if you look at the total of those types of line items, the total itself is not going to, you're not going to see a huge jump. So.
We can go on all evening, but this is the last statement I'll make. Geneva has always said that they're transparent in everything they do. Well, now we're finding that we maybe weren't as transparent as we thought we were. We spent $500,000 on a new software system, correct?
That's correct.
New World, right? What kind of savings have we gotten out of that dollar savings? If you spend $500,000 on a software package, it should increase your efficiency and thus lower your costs. I have not heard a word about how much money we've saved from the New World system.
I mean, it's not fully implemented yet, Mr. McQuillan. It is a process. It is a plan. It will be implemented in approximately another, 14 months?
We anticipate the utility billing is the last module to go live, and it should go live in October-ish of this year.
I mean, to change over to the New World system, I can only equate it from going from an abacus to an apple. Any business worth their weight in salt would not allow, let alone demand, that their employees work on a DOS system, which we did for 15-plus years. We had to grow up. We had to mature. We had to add some sophistication. In time, efficiencies will be reached. More information will be available. Transparency will be enhanced. So, and obviously the council can chime in because you all participated in the purchase of that equipment.
Don't get me wrong, Mayor. I'm not against the New World system. If you had an archaic system, it should be replaced.
Right.
All I'm saying is, whenever you go out with a system like that, you also should have an estimate, a plan of how much that system is going to increase efficiency and savings. You don't spend $500,000 of the taxpayers' money, and I'm sorry if you're offended that I keep saying that word, taxpayers. But you don't spend $500,000 of the taxpayers' money and then say, well, eventually there'll be some efficiencies.
But we didn't do that, Mr. McQuillan. We had countless meetings here regarding the soundness of that investment. In fact, many of the council members and some in the audience had very pointed questions about that investment.
Good.
But it was indeed an investment. We don't spend money like drunken sailors, no offense to sailors. We invest the money for the betterment of the community, knowing full well that it's sometimes a tough pill to swallow, a $500,000 expenditure slash investment. I agree.
In any of those meetings, did anyone ask how much money we're going to save?
Okay, you've strayed from questions about the budget to comments about our integrity and things like that. You have a bone to pick, and that's become
apparently I'm not saying anything about anybody's integrity.
You brought up a question about I think it's a great question. How are we doing with New World? That's a great topic for a meeting agenda one day. But we're talking about the budget tonight, Bob.
And $500,000 is part of the budget.
The expenditure for the system was done and gone.
And it's still part of your budget. And my question is, how much are you going to save in the budget?
You have strayed from questions of fact to demands for comments that have nothing to do with the budget before us this evening. I think that we should get back to the question, if we may, of the budget and move on.
Well,
you're
Alderman,
not good with your questions before then, in my opinion.
Alderman, you're welcome to your opinion.
Thank you.
I disagree with your opinion.
Yes,
you and I think a lot of other people would too.
Maybe.
That's your opinion.
Yes, Bob. You got the last word.
Anyone else from the audience? Any questions or comments regarding the budget? Mr. Stevens, welcome.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Ron Stevenson, 1600 Fargo. Am I right that the number is 7.9%? Is that what I understand? I'm not on a pension. I have to invest my money someplace. And maybe you know better than I do. Where am I going to get 8%? Okay? So I'm retired. You guys are working. The workers aren't going to get 8%. I don't think. If you're working and you're getting 8% raises, you're doing real good. Right? I'm not getting anything. My investments are getting nothing now. You know, if you have a savings account, you're getting 1%. I don't hear anybody asking the question. Why aren't you asking yourselves the question? What's justifying 8%?
Well, I'm not sure.
In the city budget.
Okay. I thought you were relating that number to raises. Excuse me.
I am. It has to do with ability to pay. Okay. We're trying to pay. You're trying to hold the line. We're trying to make enough money so we can pay to support the city. And we're happy to support the city. But 8% is a big number, an increase of the cost of operating the city.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
If I might, I think that you're referring to one of the budgets that Mr. McQuillan noted. Is that correct?
That's why my first statement was.
7.9.
Am I right that the budget went up 7.9%? And I heard the answer yes.
No,
that's incorrect.
Mr. McQuillan was incorrect.
Oh.
What happened was when you see the, I think he's talking about the city administrator's budget, it's a 7.9%. But that, for operating only, it's 1.19%. The 7.93% that he's talking about includes an increase for the communications position that we approved, that the City Council approved this year. That's why that number went up so much.
Okay. Forgive me then. What is the overall number?
For
it's not 7.9. What is the city budget going up?
The city budget is comprised of 32 different budgets, so it depends on which one you're talking about.
The city budget.
You can't look at the total number because it includes some SSAs where, for example, Fisher Farms, they want their budget to increase. Water, if we have more connections, that budget will increase. Electric, underground cable. If we invest millions of dollars in underground cable, that budget will increase. So you really need to look at each individual budget of the 32 if you want to compare what we're proposing for next year to the current or budgets passed. But to lump them all together is comparing apples to oranges. Again, it's different from private sector, and I'm happy to sit down and walk through it, but you can't just say, let's lump all of these 32 budgets together and compare it to last year. You know, as I said, there are reasons that some of the budgets go up. Debt, for example, the SSAs, for example, if those need to have capital investments, and if the homeowners associations want those bottom lines to increase, there are reasons that those go up. So it's not a simple explanation.
I don't know why I heard 7.9, but
that was incorrect. Okay. That was a misstatement that was made.
I don't know how to address that. I mean, there's a good point. I can't address that. I don't know how much has gone up, but if it is anything like that, that's a big number.
It's not.
Mr. Stevens, if you looked at this, the 2013 amended budget is actually $15,175,700 in expenses. We estimate for the end of 2013, you know, which is relatively right around the corner for us, the actual expenditures are only going to be $14,766,62.
So it could go down again.
This is a working document that we work with, and so you know, again, that's even the amended budget that we made amendments to from the beginning. So we still even expect this year to come in lower than what we budgeted for, and that's what you find. And Mary's right, as you see different budgets, as they go up and down.
Okay, well, that's an excellent answer.
Yeah, I mean, the real question is, and I think most people are more interested in, is the general fund, how much that goes up and down. And that was relatively flat this year, actually. The general fund stays actually flat. The other ones, like Fisher Farms, they tell us what they want us to assess to upkeep their system, you know, their homeowners association. They just ask us for that. And that was a fairly large increase this year. And so that's what you kind of see. I mean, you know, again, we're planning on coming in under budget this year.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mary. Thank
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens. Anyone else in the audience? Alderman Kilberg, anything? Or from the dais?
No, sir.
We have a motion. We have a second on item 11A. Mr. City Clerk, a roll call is in order.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Kilberg, aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Item 11A passes with 8 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We jump down to item 12A, which is consider resolution number 2013-44, declaring surplus and authorizing sale of personal property, the residential site slash structure at 617 East State Street.
So moved.
Second.
I believe Singer made the motion and Alderman Hill made the second. Questions or comments for the city administrator?
I think the city administrator would like to publicize what this is. Am I correct?
And we will be running a newspaper advertisement. Sorry. We will be running a newspaper advertisement, but just for the viewing audience. The city invested in property at 617 East State Street. We are looking to dispose of the structure on that property, and obviously the reason for this is to stimulate commercial development in that area. Our hope is to assemble properties and work with a developer as soon as possible. In the meantime, what we're looking to do is to put out for bid a proposal that would, A, either someone would move the structure to another location, and it's a two-story brick and frame residence on that that lot, or if no one decides to bid to move the structure to a different location, then we would be seeking bids for demolition.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, the monies used are from the TIF funds, not from the general fund, as we all know. So.
Correct.
And also to clarify, if someone would like to purchase the property for $1, is their responsibility to move it?
Just the structure, not the property.
Right.
The structure on the property.
They can just take the property.
Bidding will start at $1 for the structure.
Alderman Kilberg, anything you'd like to comment
take
on?
The basement.
That's correct.
Anyone from the audience regarding the property and this resolution? I should say the structure and this resolution. We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Kilberg, aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Item 12A passes with 8 affirmative votes and 1 absent. We're at new business, ladies and gentlemen. From the audience, anyone with any new business, comments, questions? From the dais? Ms. Dawkins.
I just wanted to remind everyone that Saturday the city will be celebrating Earth Day. Natural Resources Committee puts on an event every year in conjunction with the Park District and a lot of other folks. It will be at Peck Farm, Saturday the 20th from 11 to 3. There are opportunities there for paper shredding, electronics recycling, get a free tomato plant, take a yoga class, get your bike tuned up, paint a mural. You name it, it's happening. So hopefully the rain will be out by Saturday and it'll be a nice day. But 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Peck Farm Park. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks makes the motion. Alderman Flanagan makes the second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Good night, everyone.